I try to talk around the confusion, to explain what I want, when I remember something I read in a travel blog once about how the French order still versus sparkling water. I snap my fingers and smile, going for it in a whole new direction. L'eau avec gaz. Water with gas. I snicker to myself. The French call the sparkling variety of water gassy. The flight attendant blinks. I say it again, louder this time, prompting the kindly old couple in front of me to whip their heads around. Doesn't faze me. I'm naturally loud. That isn't the first time someone's blanched in surprise at my volume, nor will it be the last. The blonde twig smiles sympathetically and says, "Of course, mademoiselle. I will bring you a Perrier." Le sigh. She spoke to me in English. Cue the disappointment track. But hey, I'm a mademoiselle at least, so obviously I'm still winning at life. When she brings the drink, it's delish, not gassy at all, so I'm coming out ahead in the drink department too. Optimism, thy name is moi. 30 minutes later, the loudspeaker crackles and an authoritative voice booms throughout the jetliner. "We are nearing Charles de Gaulle Airport," the pilot intones, and a spate of nerves flutters up my chest. But I ignore them because I'm ready for this adventure, no matter how daunting the drink ordering may be. My seatmate in 2A, a lovely lady in a pink checkered suit, smelling faintly of obsession and tweed, shoots me a caring smile.
"Is this your first time in Paris?"
She speaks in English with the most delightful French accent. Her lips are freshly glossed, like she slicked some on moments ago. Otherwise, she wears little makeup, and her hair is clipped in a loose but immaculate bun. "I was supposed to visit a year ago for vacation," I say, my voice trailing off. But I don't want to get into why that trip never transpired. She lifts an eyebrow, waiting for my answer, perhaps wondering too. I return to my cheery side. "That didn't happen, and that's A-okay. But I've always wanted to go. I wish I had studied abroad. It's one of my great regrets that I didn't."
"And now you can remedy that regret with a visit."
I nod. I've been taking French lessons and reading all the guidebooks. Though, in fairness, I memorized nearly every one a year ago, it seems. I pored over photos on Instagram and pictures from French food bloggers, devouring everything I could unearth on Paris. The city has always seemed magical to me. The places, the shops, the river.
"Paris can indeed be a magical city, and is this a holiday for you?"
I can't believe I'm about to utter the next words because I can still barely believe they're true. "I'll be working in Paris. That's why I've been speaking French to the flight attendants, to practice." Her brown eyes are warm and they twinkle in a friendly way.
"Then next time say, de l'eau gazeuse, or au pétillon. That's what we call water with bubbles, sparkling water."
Oh, information that would have been handy an hour ago, I say, smacking my forehead playfully. I bet the flight attendant thinks I'm a typical unrefined American.
"No, of course not. I'm sure she appreciates the effort."
"I try," I say in French. A gentle smile is her response. It crinkles her face. Wrinkles line her forehead, but they're soft, like the rest of her.
"It is good to attempt the language," she tells me. "And how long will you stay?"
I shrug happily. "I'm not sure. For now, it's a relocation. My company is sending me to Paris to work on a new project."
"How thrilling."
"Je suis excité," I say, trotting out more of my French. The woman shakes her head.
"No,"
she says as a faint blush crosses her cheeks. She drops her voice lower.
"That means you are excited."
"But I am." Her brown eyes widen and she waves her hand over her lap.
"Down there."
My mouth forms an O. "Well, shame on me," I say, and she laughs. That's not appropriate at all. What would I